you heard anybody say he has so many heads of children?
No.
Haven't heard that. Heads of anything? Cattle?
Oh, yes, head. So many head of cattle.
Okay. Well, getting back to the number of children a man has in reference to the quantity, if you say he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say, oh, so-and-so's just got a children.
Bunch of children.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word passel used like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's got a passel of children. Okay. Talking about corn, the outside covering on an ear of corn, we call that the
husk, or I would call it the husk.
Sure. You ever heard shucks?
Shucks.
Okay. What about corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? You call that?
I don't know.
You know the word roasting ear?
Yes. And I've heard it called roasting ear.
Uh-huh. You would be
I didn't know what the word was until I grew up.
Okay.
Saw it written.
How would you usually say the word?
I don't think I would even use the word.
Okay. Do you have a name for the stuff that grows out right out the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
Mm-hmm. And that stringy stuff that you brush off the ear. What's that?
Silk.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is something big and orange that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Pumpkin.
Sure. What about different kinds of melons that grow around here?
Watermelon, cantaloupe. I don't know this word. I've heard my aunt use it. Mushmelon. I don't know what a mushmelon is.
What about these little things usually pop up in your yard after a rain? They have a slender stalk and they're round with the top.
Dandelions? Oh.
It's not a flower.
Oh. Just weeds.
Have you ever read Alice in Wonderland?
Yes.
I think the caterpillar was sitting on one of these.
Toadstool.
Yeah. Have you heard another
or mushroom. Toadstool is the only thing I can think of.
Okay, is there a difference between toadstool and mushroom?
No.
Okay. What about this verb? If a man has a very sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like that piece of steak, but I just can't.
He's a sore throat. Can't swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, things that people smoke, they might smoke either
cigarettes, mm-hmm. Cigars.
Okay. What about this expression? If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be too
obligated. Okay. Or I've heard obliged.
All right. These expressions. If a farmer's looking at his corn and he's surprised by the fact that it's so short for this time of the year, he might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it's taller.
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Okay.
It's usually taller.
He's thinking about, he's trying to express the fact that it's supposed to be taller. At this time of year, it blank should be taller.
Should be, ought to be, uh-huh.
Sure, okay, and if a mother is complaining to her young child, she might tell him, well, you're not doing what you do.
Should do or ought to do.
How about the negative of that? Either of those words.
Should not or ought not do.
Like he got a whipping, you might say, oh, that he did something he
should not have done.
Or the ought.
Ought not have done.
All right. If you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it.